Chapter 7. The Concert. Finally, it was Saturday, the day of Starlight's first concert. Dan felt excited, but he was nervous too. Tanya was a bit sad. She tried not to be jealous, but she really wanted to sing on stage that night. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Tanya met Dan and the other band members, and they went to the castle together to rehearse. The band rehearsed all day. The day passed very quickly, and it was soon 8 o'clock in the evening. The castle grounds were full of people, and there was music and dancing. Starlight were the first band to play that evening. Before their performance, Dan and Tanya stood behind the stage and looked at the audience. "Come on, Dan," shouted Bianca. "We're going on stage." Bianca looked fantastic, in a short black dress with her long red curly hair. "Good luck, Bianca," said Tanya. "Thanks," said Bianca, walking onto the stage. "Good luck, Dan," said Tanya, kissing him on the cheek. Dan ran onto the stage and the band played their first song. Tanya stood at the side of the stage behind the curtain and watched. "Dan's fantastic. I think I'm falling in love with him," she thought. At the end of the song, the audience applauded enthusiastically. "I'll go on stage and sing to a big audience like this one day," Tanya thought. The band sang two more songs, then they left the stage. The audience applauded loudly. "How was it?" asked Dan nervously. "Listen to the audience," said Tanya. "They love you. Even Bianca sounded okay." The audience shouted for more. Bianca and the band ran onto the stage again and sang one more song. Suddenly, someone grabbed Tanya's arm. She screamed. Nobody heard because the music was very loud.
"Where are the earrings?" said a voice in her ear. It was Damien.
"I don't know," said Tanya.
"Where are they?"
asked Damien again.
They're in my hotel room," said Tanya.
"Okay," said Damien. "We're going to go to the hotel to get them. We're going to leave the castle together. Don't scream or try to escape. I've got a knife."
He held the knife in front of her, and she felt the cold, sharp metal on her neck. Damien put the knife in his pocket.
"Now start walking," he said.
When they got to the exit, the security guard looked at Tanya.
"You're leaving early," he said. "Aren't you enjoying the concert?" "She's got a headache," said Damien quickly, "and I'm taking her to her hotel."
"I could scream now," Tanya thought, but then she thought of the knife in Damien's pocket and she was silent. Damien and Tanya left the castle. Jack was waiting in a car outside. He opened the car door and Damien pushed Tanya inside. She looked at the dark windows.
"It feels like a prison," she thought. "Nobody can see me in here. There's no escape. Why didn't I listen to Dan and take the earrings to the police?"
"What's the name of your hotel?"
asked Damien. Tanya told him the name. Jack asked a taxi driver near the entrance for directions, and then he drove quickly to the hotel.
"I must stay calm," thought Tanya. "I'll give the men the earrings, then they'll go and I'll be free."